Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Monday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Hope you had a great weekend. Appreciate you getting up with us. We have another draft that is in the books, and we are wall-to-wall today. Man, you texted me on Saturday, Seth. I think Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember, but you're like, there's so much stuff.
Oh, my gosh. It's so much stuff everywhere. You know, the part of it is these damn athletes, and they all are doing their own podcast now. Yeah. So just CJ alone. CJ and Micah Parsons alone, we could do a whole extra show on those two.
Yeah, they're quite the duo, man. Good to be with you. The draft is done. We are wall to wall on that today. We got a lot of other stuff to mix in. Hope you had a great weekend. Man, we could have been coming in here on a much darker note today if things had gone differently yesterday. We're going to get to the draft in a minute, and that's what we'll be mostly on today. But that Tank Dell story out of nowhere on Sunday afternoon, I'm like, okay, I gotta check and see if this would be a really morbid fake Schefter tweet for somebody to have.
Right. And for those of you who don't know or only vaguely know about it, Tank Dell was shot at a nightclub a couple nights ago. He was one of 10 people shot when a 16-year-old was either shooting at somebody or shooting into a crowd, and Tank apparently got caught in the crossfire. And everybody has minor injuries, so this is where I get a little... There's the side of me that, okay, doesn't seem like anybody was injured seriously or killed, thank goodness. But a non-serious shooting injury in real life is different than a shooting injury and how it applies to football. Right. So if we could separate it into two things. All right, Tank is safe and healthy.
Yeah.
Or like, it is not life-threatening whatsoever. What is a minor injury when it comes to a shooting? Because... Yeah. If one of my kids got shot, I don't care about whether they're playing football or not. Right. I just, okay, it's a minor injury.
Yeah.
They're going to live. They're going to be fine. But in the other world, it's a little bit, okay, we'll get more details
as
things unfold.
If he, grazed the leg, yeah, could there be a leg injury? And Tank's already coming back from an injury, too,
right,
from the football season. So, yeah, you're right, Seth. Like, we've got the details that we need as far as Tank the human being we've got. He's alive. He reportedly was flying back to Houston yesterday. So I'm assuming he's back in town now. So that's all good. And I'm guessing we'll get more information as the week goes on. We expect to have Nick Caserio on with us this week, I would think, either maybe tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm still finalizing that, still nailing that down. But Nick is going to join us to talk about the draft. But obviously Tank will be Tank will be a question. I would hope we get more information here as the next 24 hours rolls out.
Oh, I'm sure we will. You know, the fact that he was flying and everything was... Yeah. A couple people reached out to me saying that D'Amico needs to have a heart-to-heart with Tank. And I feel like that is a huge leap to conclusions, in blaming the victim that somehow... As far as he's a young man out at a nightclub, and other than that, it sounds like so far everything reported is that he was completely innocent and just happened to have really bad luck. It wasn't like he was targeted for any reason whatsoever, and it's one of those unfortunate, awful things that happen, and just again, it obviously could have been way more tragic.
Yep. So so shout out to Tank Dell. Glad everything worked out as best it can in a situation like that. So there's that off the top. Now, the rest of the weekend was spent stockpiling the roster with new players. So the Texans have 9 new draft picks. They did sign a few undrafted free agents over the weekend as well. And this is the first chance you and I get to dig in on any of this on our show, Seth. You did the draft. Mm-hmm. You did the draft show on Friday night with the 2 seconds and the 3rd-round pick. I was on there on Saturday with John Harris when they drafted Cade Stover. They went on to add 5 more guys in the later rounds. So it's interesting. Like, the draft in totality kind of went a little bit the opposite of the way I thought it might go with talent reportedly dropping off because of all the NIL and guys staying in school. They loaded up in the 6th and 7th rounds of the draft on kind of experienced older guys.
I think that's the thing, though. I feel like that goes exactly the way you would have expected, which is that unfortunately for the Texans, and I'm very happy with this draft class. I think that there's a certain effect that goes on after a draft where if you have high draft picks and if you draft name brand players, like people who you recognize and have been talked about, then people think it's overwhelmingly an awesome pick. Whereas if you draft guys that a lot of people haven't heard of, they're down on it, or it's just naturally not as exciting. But I do think that the reports were true because Nick talked about it. Nick was trying to trade back up into the first round on Thursday night. They were trying to trade up in the second round on the second night. Presumably, he talked about the defensive tackles. He acknowledged that they would have liked some of the defensive tackles that were drafted earlier in the second round. 2 teams leapt above the Texans to draft defensive backs as the Texans drafted a defensive back. And I think that the devaluation of the later round picks, because there were so few underclassmen, I think it really kept Nick from maneuvering as much as he probably would have liked to.
Yeah.
So the theory that Nick likes to try to find bands of player, I think it was 100% borne out, because there was a band of defensive tackles. 4 defensive tackles taken in 5 picks early in the second round.
Yep.
3 defensive backs taken in succession right there when the Texans drafted. All of that, I think, is exactly how Nick would have seen it play out. He just wasn't able to maneuver the way he would have liked to.
Yeah, I would say the biggest surprise, and we're going to keep the conversation today, I would imagine, Seth, kind of compartmentalized to the first 4 guys they drafted, as opposed to the guys they drafted in the 6th and 7th round. So I wouldn't worry too much that we're going to get hyper nerdy on the 6th and 7th round guys, although there are some interesting players down there. But I think the bulk of this draft class, if you're grading it at all, and we'll get into how the pundits around the country think the Texans did, Kamari Lassiter with the 42nd pick, cornerback out of Georgia, and then Blake Fisher, who to me is the most intriguing pick just based on position, the tackle out of Notre Dame. And then in the 3rd round, they move up to get Kalen Bullock, the safety out of USC. People seem to really like that pick. And then Cade Stover, it sounds like he might be the favorite player that Nick Caserio has ever drafted in 4
That's
seasons
right. I was surprised.
Here.
Yeah, I was, immediately after the pick, I was surprised because, I try to stay off Twitter mostly for the most part during the draft because it's just too much information.
They spoil things. They tweet out the picks before they happen.
I don't even worry about that. I'm more just I don't want to get distracted.
Yeah.
And I just saw a few comments from about addressing the fact that so many Texans fans were upset about the Cade Stover pick. And I don't know if you've done a poll on it or not. I was very pleased with that. And I thought the fans would be because there was the name recognition that people love so much.
Oh, yeah.
But also, obviously, the C.J. Stroud connection. And also, as multiple draft analysts said, that Mel Kiper had that as one of his five best value picks.
Yeah.
Matt Miller, same thing. A lot of the different draft analysts looked at that as maybe one of the best picks the Texans had. So I think Cade Stover, my reservations about him as a blocker after I dug more into it, I realized, okay, I'm being kind of tough on a kid that just started playing tight end because he's definitely willing to block. And he was a running back and defensive end in high school, went to Ohio State as a defensive end. He's really just learning the position. And there's parts of him as a receiver, especially, that look very fluid that you would never guess that he's just learning the position. So I thought I was very, very happy with the Cade Stover pick.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dude, that the tight end position has gone in one season for the Texans, like from a pre-Dalton Schultz, from like a barren wasteland. Tonight you got Dalton Schultz and Cade Stover as your two tight ends.
Well,
and I know Stover's a rookie and hasn't taken a snap yet, but boy,
right.
It looks like there's a lot to work with there.
Well, and also, you know, Brevin Jordan did some interesting things in the second half
for
of the
sure,
season.
Yeah.
Them using him as kind of a flex guy that can line up in the backfield, line him up all over the place. There was some value there. Now, he's going to be a free agent after this year, so who knows what happens with that. But for this year, it could be really interesting with the tight ends.
Yeah.
And especially if Cade Stover can pick up some blocking technique along the way.
Yeah, you got Schultz and Stover now for the next three seasons. Stover for four, but you got those two guys at least together for three seasons. That's pretty exciting. Let me ask you this. I didn't get to hear you at the draft party. I was at the draft party. I was busy partying. So I haven't gotten to get your take yet on the Texans taking Blake Fisher with the 59th pick, taking a tackle there in the second round.
I think that I don't want to call it best player available, although it certainly seems like that's what it was.
The philosophy,
I think that they see a lot of upside with Blake Fisher just because of his length and his athleticism. He's a classic 6'6", 310-pound rookie who's going to have to learn to play a little bit lower. He's going to have to, you know, I think kind of like Charlie Heck was a few years ago, there's some just natural maturation and strength that he needs to add. But as a run blocker, he shows us a real willingness to get down and root guys out, to finish guys. He likes to drive guys into the dirt when he can. There's just times where he plays kind of high and gets caught up underneath his pads. But as a pass blocker, I think the fact that he's able to get lower than shorter guys in the run game makes me feel better about his ability to bend his knees more. Sometimes these tall guys in college they get away with being really long and lanky. They just gotta refine it when they get to the NFL.
Yep. He's good. I mean, obviously watched a lot of him because where he went to school. He's a good player. It'll be interesting to see, you know, if that's how robust that competition is at tackle. We know that they've got heavy investments in Tunsil and in Titus Howard. Blake Fisher was a right tackle at Notre Dame, so it would appear like Howard would be the one he'd be competing with, or are they doing something where they try to get the five best on the field? Nick was asked about that over the weekend, you know, like, hey, does he have any potential at guard? And Nick kind of pumped the brakes on that. So that'll be interesting to watch play out. Kamari Lassiter was the top pick in this draft class, 42nd overall. He had the unfortunate, at least at the draft party, the unfortunate sequence of being drafted right after Kool-Aid McKinstry, who I sensed a lot of the people that were drinking beers out at the draft party wanted. And then Kamari Lassiter goes, and obviously a good play. You're drafting a cornerback out of Georgia. That's, these days, that's about the same as drafting a cornerback out of Alabama, if not better. I contend, Seth, that if Kamari Lassiter's first name were Kool-Aid, that people would have been just as happy about that as they were sad that Kool-Aid McKinstry went off the board.
It's, yeah.
Sorry, fans. I don't mean to.
It's a guy named
90% Kool-Aid. Of you. The rest of you, the 10%, you broke down all the film on both these guys, I'm sure.
If we look at that, again, it was a bad. I said three defensive backs drafted in a row. It's four defensive backs drafted in a row right there.
Mm-hmm.
This is where, in the long term, what you hope is that Nick's strategy of, like, he likes the idea of having groups of players that you feel similarly about.
Because
what happens is teams, just like the Eagles, look, the Eagles obviously really liked Cooper DeJean. They traded up above the Texans to get Cooper DeJean. And just flashback to several years ago when, you know, the Eagles really, really liked Andre Dillard. And that was the guy to draft. And, man, the Texans were just such schmucks for letting the Eagles do that to him. Like, there's a price you pay for confidence in your own opinion. Because Andre Dillard now is on his third or fourth NFL team, just has not worked out, and Titus Howard has been a much better pick. You could argue that they shouldn't have given him the contract or whatever, but whatever. So I think that's where Nick was. I think he liked probably those three or four defensive backs about the same, and he wasn't going to be overly aggressive trying to trade up. Time will tell what the right pick was.
Yep, we'll see. All right, report card time. Nick Caserio hates draft grades. He hates report cards, but you know who loves them? Sports Talk Radio. How are the experts grading the Texans draft? We're going to give you the Texans' final GPA for the 2024 draft coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.